organizing your podcast topics. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 30. Yesterday, we talked about how to mine the internet to find great ideas. But once you have a list of ideas, you face a new problem. How do you organize them? Many podcasters suffer from what I call random topic syndrome. One week, they do a deep dive into technical software. The next week, they do a mindset interview. The next week, they talk about their personal morning routine. To the creator, this feels like variety. To the listener, it feels like chaos. If a listener subscribes to you for technical advice and you give them 3 weeks of personal stories, they are going to unsubscribe. If you want to build authority, and if you want to never run out of podcast topics again, you need to use a strategy from the world of professional content marketing. It is called the Pillar and Cluster Framework. Here is how it works. First, you need to define your pillars. These are the 3 or 4 broad categories that your entire podcast rests upon. Let's say you run a personal finance podcast. Your topic is too broad. You need to break it down. Your 3 pillars might be Pillar 1, getting out of debt. Pillar 2, passive investing. Pillar 3, real estate. Those 3 pillars act as the buckets for your entire show. If an idea does not fit into one of those 3 buckets, you do not record it. It keeps you focused. But you cannot record an episode called passive investing. That is too broad. That is a textbook, not a podcast. So you move to the second step, the clusters. Clusters are the highly specific, actionable podcast topics that live inside the bucket. Under the passive investing pillar, your cluster topics would be index funds versus mutual funds, how to open a Roth IRA, and what to do when the stock market crashes. Under the debt pillar, your cluster topics would be the snowball method, how to negotiate credit card interest, and should you pay off your house early? Do you see what just happened? By forcing yourself to think in categories, you bypass writer's block. When you sit down to plan your month, you don't stare at a blank screen and ask, "What is my next podcast topic?" Instead, you look at your framework and say, "Okay, I haven't done an episode on the real estate pillar in a while. Let me brainstorm 3 specific cluster questions about buying a first home." This framework also builds massive loyalty. When a listener discovers your show because they are trying to get out of debt, they will see that you have a whole cluster of episodes dedicated exactly to that topic. They won't just listen to one episode, they will binge 10. Take 10 minutes today. Write down your 3 main pillars. Then, list 5 specific cluster topics under each one. Just like that, you have your next 15 podcast topics perfectly planned out. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about editing filler words and why cutting every single is making you sound like a robot. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.